Carrie and Tommy have all the laughs in this podcast sorted, and Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted. With over 80 spirits in their range, you can craft your own.
Yeah, welcome to Friday, everyone. Big show on the way today, guys.
Oh,
how you feeling? Because you're feeling good.
I'm in a good mood because I'm heading out in the town with the ladies tonight.
Are you?
Girls' night. Woo-hoo.
What are you doing? Just the usual
going to
pillow
the club.
Fight? Are you going to the club?
Yeah. Okay. We actually may have a pillow fight because we're all going to go stay over the night at the hotel.
How fun!
Share some beds, guys, because we're tight asses and we don't want to have a roommate.
This threesome. Self-rated motel. What? No, what's hit it?
But you know what I thought? I thought that we need something to get the show, me, and my friendship circle in the mood for our night out.
Right.
Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted. Shop online and click and collect your order in just 30 minutes.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Her hanging is so sad.
We're gonna whack.
Big Moss, booty drop.
I assume you're going with girls just want to have fun?
No, look, this group of girls would love me to pick a bit of Destiny's Child, but I feel like we've done every Destiny's Child song there has ever been.
Am I included in this group of girls? Because I would also
I know,
love
you love Survivor.
Yes.
But I'm going to go the cooler side of me and pick a bit of a Groove Armada.
The cooler side of me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And you know what I love? A bit of old school showbiz. You don't see it that much anymore because too many people end up in court.
I know what you're talking
about. But what you just said before we came back on air was you sprayed yourself with a bit of what perfume?
I spritzed myself with a bit of Born Lovely by Sarah Jessica Parker.
And then you said, all right, lover,
let's do this. I looked our next guest in the eyes and I said, hey, lover.
That person is our digital producer, Eli. G'day, Eli.
Hey, guys.
Would you like to take any of that up with HR?
Not at all.
Great.
What's encouraged.
What's going on?
There's a bit of contention in the team.
Okay, what's happened?
So
who's got to go?
Late last year, we were chatting on Zoom, and we were all paying...
Not us, because I don't remember this.
The producers, Jesse, Jez, our audio producer.
Yeah.
And
is this out of hours?
Out of hours.
Oh my God,
you guys
zooming.
Do it in a Zoom call?
It takes a lot of work to put this show together. So.
Okay.
Okay, is what you're about to talk about work?
No, well, to some degree.
Okay.
It's about team culture.
Yeah, okay. Talk to us.
So we were paying out Caitlin about her alien expedition and that none of our listeners wanted to join her.
Yes.
And I said to her, I don't know why they wouldn't have come along. I actually think you're one of the most fun people in our team.
Oh.
Which then led to...
Outrage. Sonda's got her arms crossed already.
Top three, Caitlin, in our team. Top three. Are you kidding? I wouldn't have thought so. Lucky to scrape into the mid.
She put a photo of herself on a jet ski when she applied for the job.
That doesn't scream fun, I don't know.
But Sonda, to counter that challenge, she goes, well, do you want me to one up that? I will get my breast out at a work party and play bongos on a drum.
That's super fun, but I think if you can't last at a party longer than half an hour, you're not that fun.
That's true.
Aggressive,
but fun.
Actually, that's true, because the audio producer we used to have no longer works with us, because last time you were out with him, you end up spewing down the side of his car, Sonda.
And he thought that was fun.
Yeah. So, Eli, give us... Do you actually, in your head, have a list of funnest to most unfunnest?
Yeah.
Should we start with funnest, or do you want to start with not funnest?
I reckon start with not funnest.
Okay, great. Well, start at the bottom.
Fine.
Not funnest? Well, I've got Sonda there.
I didn't know.
She's upset by this. I think you're really funny.
What are you pretending to type right now?
And also, can you talk into the mic? You're writing down the order.
Yes.
So fun.
Are you keeping
just write loser-Sonda.
Honestly,
if that doesn't scream fun, taking down our conversation on a piece of paper.
Sorry, I've got to keep the minutes. Okay.
Fine, who's the next
Sonda at the bottom.
I then had Carrie.
Ninja water park ride with my daughter.
What has that got to do with it?
I wear hats.
I wear hats. Oh my
Okay, before you go on.
Oh, you're done now?
No, I want to know why we're unfun.
Exactly.
Well, there's nothing less fun than someone telling you they are fun.
I mean, I take that point. I think the issue why we're not fun, Sonda, is because we're the two most responsible in the group.
Sonda?
So we're always
having to. Hang on. I have to ensure Sonda gets in the car and gets taken home before she spews.
In our work day, we're the ones that have to actually chug along the whole team with the workload, so we seem unfun because all of you guys around the periphery are piss-farting around.
Belle, have you ever had to put Carrie in a cab because she was vomiting?
Yes.
Sonda... Sonda and I party hard. Belle, have you ever had so much fun that you've ended up in a cab vomiting?
Yeah.
When was that, in 1992?
No, I wasn't born then. Yeah.
It's an ageist thing, Sonda. It's an ageist thing. Okay, yeah, who's next? I bet you Tommy's at number one, which is so obvious.
I reckon.
It's so boring and obvious. I'm disappointed in you. And you know how I said, hey, lover, at the beginning of the break, I take all the power back.
I reckon. Let's come back to this. Let's just let the tension in the room just simmer a little bit while the two unfunnest people are also the two angry. So let's come back and find out the rest of the list next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Excuse me, that man that just spoke then.
Oh, wow.
How is he higher than Sonda and I on the list of most fun people in this team?
Okay, so Eli.
He didn't know what fun was until he went back to WA after 9 months in lockdown.
Okay. If you're wondering why Bickmore is so furious and not her usual fun self, that's because she's never been, according to our digital producer, Eli, who put together a list of the funnest people in the team. And we've counted backwards from least fun. And Sonda, our head producer, got the least fun. And then Bick is your second last.
I thought Eli thought I was so fun.
Yeah, well,
I'm really shocked.
So she's boring and has a bad read on people.
I do TikToks. I skate.
Very desperate.
Okay. Next on the list, working up from least fun to most fun.
I had Jesse. Okay. Third from the bottom.
Yeah. Bottom three.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I reckon, Jesse, you'd be all right with that.
No.
Bottom three. You don't think you're that
fun, all right with that. I think that's even more hurtful going, yeah, you'd be okay with that.
Okay.
And just above Jessie, I had Belle.
Okay. Belle, how do you feel about
it? I love Belle. Like, love Belle.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear it.
That's all I'm saying.
See, if you were more fun, you would have finished that sentence.
Yes.
The old me would have, but that's the unfun me, apparently. So the fun me's going to leave things hanging.
No, apparently the unfun you is the one right now.
And just above Belle, I had Jez, our audio producer.
Okay, Jez is very fun.
Jez is fun, I single that,
So how many spots have we got left?
So we've got two.
You're putting yourself near the top?
Oh, no, I'm not in this list. Yeah. I wouldn't do that to myself.
Yeah. You're pretty fun. You did collectively teach us all the WAP dance.
Yes,
that is
you
fun.
Should put yourself up there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
With me. Yeah.
So it's out of me and Caitlin.
Yes. So in the top place is the person who knows magic.
Oh, we know it's Tommy, mate. Tommy has no responsibility, nothing to do in life but be fun. I carry this entire show. Everyone else around him carries him through life, and he can just be the fun guy. And I don't think that makes you automatically.
Hey, do you know what that was? Do you know what that sentence was? Heaps of fun.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your afternoon, all thanks to Liquorland. Liquorland has your summer sorted with over 80 spirits to craft into a cocktail.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to today's cocktail.
What are we going to... Oh, you'll tell me later in the show.
I will tell you.
Do you know what I love? When the sun is out, I love heading to Liquorland, grabbing myself a delicious gin, and me and the old birds down the retirement home, we just kick back and have some gin and tonic, some cheeky gin.
I'm going to give you a tease. I'm going to be using a bit of Wild Turkey bourbon whiskey.
Can't
Got
wait.
It from Liquorland, ready to go.
Hey, coming up later this hour, because... This is a product, a beauty product I didn't know existed, but all these luscious, lashed ladies out there could be in trouble because there's health problems associated. That's coming up.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Definitely in detention.
I know. I'm sorry. If you've just joined us, I've been looking up. I saw an ad for a sauna bag, and it's the most ridiculous looking thing I've ever seen.
A sauna bag. You have to tell people what a sauna bag
is. You know a sauna, and you know a sleeping bag. It's a sauna in a sleeping bag, and influencers are lying in them
so
at the moment.
So you lie in your
bag. They're pretending like they're not idiots. They're lying there,
like
sweating.
A slug.
I saw this clip of this woman who goes, "I'm watching maths. This is great." And then she got out and she was drenched head to toe in sweat. And I know she's not cleaning that bag before the next time she gets in.
But isn't a sleeping bag already a sauna bag? When you go in a sleeping bag, it's all
depending
gets a bit
if you,
manky.
I reckon if you've eaten dried apricots before you get into your sleeping bag,
or
you can turn.
Or if you use a sleeping bag in summer, because they do get a bit sweaty because the fabric's not very breathable.
Oh, but yeah, but this
so
guy.
So is there moisture? It's just how do they heat up the sauna bag?
It's an infrared sauna, so it plugs in. Looks like an electric blanket. Actually, that's a tip for you. If you can't afford a sauna bag because they're like $1,000, just wrap yourself in an electric blanket and turn it up. You absolute turnip. Here is, so this is this guy who I warned you. I was like, I've watched this guy for 15 minutes and he looks like he's into tantric. And I watched his opening clip is him like running through streams and stuff.
Right.
Just for no reason.
This man either runs a social media platform, a big company, social media company.
Yes.
Or is the face of sauna bags. Yes. He's one or the other,
you know,
this man.
You know what's great? He said it's portable and he can take it anywhere. Describe to the people how big that bag is.
It's bigger than him.
It's bigger than him. And the opening shot of the commercial was him walking through a doorway that he had to turn sideways for. And he's like, it's just so convenient as he struggles under the weight of his sauna bag.
I want to hear a bit of him. Let me have him talking about it.
E3 has a couple added benefits. It has a layer of charcoal inside to assist with the detoxification process.
I watched this for 20 minutes. Let me show you. Do you want to see him getting in?
I can't believe you mock me watching Sunrise every morning and then you spend 20 minutes watching this for fun.
Do you know where I got this clip?
Where?
Sunrise.
You didn't.
I didn't.
I would have seen it.
I didn't. Hang on. I've got to show you getting our internet here.
Getting into the...
Why?
Toggle it onto your phone. Go on.
What other national drive show on radio is going, hang on, I've just got to hotspot me phone. What community radio are we doing?
Do you need the password for your hotspot?
No, I've just got to share it with my own laptop here.
Okay.
Oh, mate. Oh, we're because I can't.
You
can't
what? You
I
actually can't show
can't,
me the clip because
I can't
of the
get internet. Sonda.
But I need to know need to see him getting in and out.
Hang on, sorry.
Maybe you describe it for me. How about you do it if we can't see it?
No, you see him getting into his bag.
So he's currently unzipping and he's pulling it down. Oh, he's getting snug in there like you get into a sleeping bag. He's zipping himself back up.
Wait till you see
the arms
going.
And now he looks like a little caterpillar slug in. Oh, he's tucked in tight. Yep. His arms are in. But how does he touch the controllers? Because the controller's on the outside.
You've got to set it before you get in.
And now he's just having a little kip.
Yeah, and your arms are tucked in. So he said
nice.
Things at the start. He's like, you can read a book and stuff like that. I'm like, you can't. Your arms are in there, mate. Unless you've got a page turner with you.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is not just us here. Producer Belle is in the studio.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you've got something for us. What's happening?
Yeah, I have a very superficial conundrum and I wanted to take it to you guys because I thought you might be able to help with our favourite segment.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
keep using an eyelash serum that I really like and actually
or
works.
Or not to
keep using an eyelash serum that I think is in a legal battle.
So,
okay, I'm fascinated by this because I've just started using an eyelash serum.
So I don't know what's an eyelash serum do?
So an eyelash serum is something you put on your eyelashes to make them grow long and thick, so often darker as well.
It makes them grow. So can you put it anywhere?
What? Yeah.
Well, you're usually doing the opposite.
Yeah, but I just meant if I've got a hole in my beard, can I put some eyelash serum on?
You meant you needed a big lot.
What, like I'm
I
lacking.
Do put it on my eyebrows.
I mean, nether
sometimes.
Regions are cold. You can't possibly put on another layer.
Just for the first time in my life, because I've got no eyelashes, got this, and it's in a tiny little thing, almost like a mascara, and it's a tiny little thin paintbrush, and you paint it along the top rim. Mm.
Do you?
Yeah.
I guess if that's where you need your hair. Belle,
yes.
So you're using this and you said it works.
So I was using it for 3 months and it worked an absolute treat. And I don't really like wearing mascara. So I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I was telling all my friends about it. I was so excited.
And I'm with you. I was feeling the same, although I was wondering whether it was all in my head because I was like, surely they couldn't have grown in 8 weeks. But I swear they've grown.
They absolutely grow. But it took me like 12 weeks. Anyway, you're lucky.
Well, yeah. Mine are just faster.
Okay.
Anyway.
Can we make this some kind of event where you have to, week by week, we measure your eyelashes?
But what's the legal battle?
So I'm not going to say the brand because there are heaps of lash serums out there. So, you know, it could
be
anything.
Why can't we say the brand?
Because I think it could be defamatory.
But they're in a legal battle, right? Well, we're not saying
but this is my friend and I love my friend to bits, but, you know, her eyelash... you know, extension girl told her this story. So I'm like, okay. I just don't know how
it's not
true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she said that this company is in a legal dispute or battle or whatever because a girl has got vision impairment in one
She's
of her
gone
eyes
blind.
Now.
The girl's gone blind because of the eyelash.
Mm. Okay. Right. This is actually not funny because when I put it on.
I wasn't laughing, mate.
No, but this is genuinely...
Oh, no.
When I put it on, the one I've got, yeah. I constantly then feel like I've my eyes are cloudy for the next few hours and I always think, that can't be good. And
Carrie, are you in a legal battle?
No.
Can I just suggest one thing quickly?
What?
Do you think maybe the serum works so well that the lashes have grown over the eye and she just thinks she's blind?
So what does it do? Why is it making...
There's an ingredient. That's very controversial.
Okay, we've got to stop using it. We're not using it.
No, I used it this morning.
Your lashes look amazing, by the way. I'm out.
You're out of what? How do you know it's the same brand? Belle, can you message Carrie the brand?
Can you message me?
Yeah. Mm.
And if listeners want to know as well, Belle, hand out your phone number and Belle can message you one by one.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
Nothing gets me in the mood on a Friday more than a bit of healthy competition, a bit of same, but backwards. First one for the year later in the show.
The reigning champ over here.
Yeah.
God,
it's been 8 weeks off.
Yeah, because you cracked it last year at the end of it. You threw the trophy in disgust.
I've had time to think about my actions.
I'm going to let you win today.
2021 is a new year.
That is what's good for everybody if you're in a good mood. But up next, because I got a game for all the doggo lovers out there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
Because I was sitting at a cafe the other day and I heard two young ladies talking next to me and one of them said, oh my God, you won't believe what Jessica said. She said she's got a superpower and she can pick the breed of a dog just by the bark. And I thought, that sounds like fun. Now, we have two names for this game. One of the names is what Jez, our audio producer, gave it, and the other one is what I gave it. See if you can guess which one's which. Give us one of them here, Jesse.
What dog made this bark? What dog made this bark?
That's great. That's Jez.
Okay. That is correct. That was Jez's. Yeah. And then I rang him and I said, Jez, I've got an idea of what I want the game to be called. And he said, mate, I've already made an opener. And I said, that does sound good, but can you just make my one as well and let's see which one's better.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
When I sat on the beach over summer, I thought a lot about what I wanted out of our show for 2021.
Yeah.
This segment was really high up the list.
Mate, that's so coincidental because, you know, when I sat on the beach over summer, do you know what I thought about?
Nothing.
Dog, this. Dog, dog, bark, 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 dog.
That's how I imagine the thinking in your brain goes, you know. I often think about when I go for a run versus when Chris goes for a run and what he would think about and what I would think about. It would be so different. I spend most of the run scared about the footsteps behind me, thinking about my shopping list, wondering what present I haven't bought for the next birthday party. And I reckon he just either thinks of nothing or that, just a bit of dog, dog, bark, 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 dog, dog.
I was trying to do a bit of work this morning, and I was sitting outside on the street having a coffee, and a friend, Tom Ballard, grabbed me from behind, but I was singing to myself. I was going, dog, 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 dog. And he grabbed me and he goes, "What, mate?" And I'm like, "Nothing, nothing, not important." So the game is, we'll get given a bark,
okay,
and we have to guess what type of dog.
I don't know many dogs though.
That's fine. We'll see how we go.
In fact, I really only know one.
Well, let's hope.
Chihuahua, and he goes, Chihuahua. What is it? A Chihuahua.
Well, if you see a really good one, I guess it's a Chihuahua. Jesse, have you got our first dog bark there? Ooh, it feels big.
A German Shepherd.
Oh, I reckon that's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Oh,
is that correct?
Yeah. Now she's interested. It's back
I love a game dog, I can win. Are we against each other on the same team?
Let's make it a team. Oh, no, sorry, you're winning. Let's make it against each other.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got to keep you in this game. Give us the next one, please, Jess. Oh, that's a pug for sure. It's having trouble breathing. Yeah.
Vickers, anything from you?
Oh, it's a Chihuahua, isn't it?
It is a Jack Russell.
Ooh.
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
What's a Pomeranian?
Isn't that a fruit? Oh, that's a pomegranate.
isn't that the presenter of that movie show? Oh, no, that's Margaret Pomeranz. Oh, those things.
They're so funny.
They are. They look like, and I'm obviously not encouraging this, but they look like they're those ones that you kick and they just go, poof.
Do you know what Ollie really wants?
What?
What's the Queen got? A corgi.
He wants
a corgi. I'm like, why would a 13-year-old boy want a corgi?
You know. I don't actually know what corgis are. Keila, can you guess the corgi there?
That's a corgi.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
They it's almost look a bit like a fox or a small.
Oh,
yeah.
They're pretty cute.
Oh, they are cute. Yeah. Okay. Oh, look at that one running across a field.
Okay, before we lose everyone that's listening, give us the next one, please. Jesse. That sounds like just a normal dog.
That is a Cocker Spaniel.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I reckon it's...
How many dog breeds do you know, Vickers?
Not a blue heel, but like a working dog, like a Kelpie or something like that.
Oh.
Blue heel, a Kelpie, one of them?
Cocker Spaniel.
It's got to be quite... It's a working dog, isn't it? Yeah. What else is there? Because it sounds like a farm dog. Border Collie? No.
Border Collie.
Yes.
There
we go. Okay. Final. The tiebreaker. Oh, that's a little thing.
That's a Jack Russell.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll say a Chihuahua.
I'll give you a hint. You have said this one already.
It's a pug.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, COVID has been heartbreaking for so many reasons, particularly for a lady called Iris Jones from Somerset in the UK. Why do you think Iris? She's 81 years old. Why do you think Iris will be heartbroken because of COVID?
Is this a sad story? Because I've got lots of answers, but I don't know whether you really want them.
I don't think it's going to be the correct answer, but this one is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking what's happened to Iris.
I mean, the first thought is that she lost her husband who got COVID.
No, he still exists. Her husband still exists.
Okay, she got COVID.
Heartbreaking. No.
No.
But they're separated, isn't they?
Is he in a nursing home?
No. Have a guess where Muhammad is. Ahmed Ibrahim.
Is
stuck in Egypt, his home nation, and they are separated,
isn't
they?
By the border.
And now Iris is 81. What do you reckon? What do you reckon Muhammad is?
Oh, I like Iris. I'm going to say 25.
Geez, you've gone low. You want to see a picture of him?
Yep,
there
I do.
There we go. Cop that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Iris has done well for herself.
Yeah. He is 36 years old and she's heartbroken.
Are they
split up?
They are actually together?
They're husband and wife.
Oh, Gran has boasted about her wild life with Muhammad. Yes. I've got that visual.
Yeah, I went to get some audio from that and it was way too wild for our show.
Was it?
Yes.
No.
She thought that it had, and so they needed to use a whole tub of.
What?
Yes.
What?
That's what she said.
That woman there.
Yes, Iris.
The fun woman on the beach there.
Hello,
darling. With her one piece on and her little gold earrings.
Hello, darling. You won't believe what me and Muhammad got up to last night,
that's
darling.
Great, though. If that's what I feel like something else is going on
her
there.
Her family How were very sceptical.
I bet they were.
Her family were very – her grandkids, who are about the same age as Muhammad, were very worried about his intentions.
But did they meet Muhammad?
Yes, and she came out and said, look, if he's marrying for money, I don't have any. So, you know, there's nothing to be taken.
Oh, look, there they are in a camel together.
One hump or two?
Maybe, yeah, maybe the wild humping.
Oh, they're in front of the pyramids. Oh, they're the, oh.
What's that? I know they're in the water, and he's giving her a shoulder ride, and he's holding on to.
She's holding on to a cruise ship, and she's on top of his shoulders. Yes. Only she's so miniature; she looks like she's playing that thing where you go on top of somebody, but then wear a long dress, so you like almost look like
two kids being one adult. And she's also got a terrified look on her face of like, if I
don't
fall
drop
from
me,
here,
I'll break something.
I will break something.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there she is off to the races. Oh, Iris, bless her.
Mm.
That this is. It's actually not. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Oh, how are you finding this a sad story?
Because I just don't, I can't work it out.
What do you mean? You don't believe that a 36-year-old can be with an 81-year-old?
No.
I'm just surprised it goes that way. You always see that with a young woman and an older man.
Of course. But, I mean, I guess why not? She's allowed a toy boy too, isn't she?
Is she?
I mean, if a man is, she should be.
But whenever I see a 36-year-old woman with an 81-year-old man, I don't go good on him.
And the thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, don't go anywhere because still to come, the first edition of Carrie's Cocktails.
I can smell the ingredients and it's making my mouth water.
How good. But up next, because I very rarely send a message that I instantly wonder, will it be read the wrong way? And this one you didn't respond to and we haven't talked about it and it makes me think that you might have taken the wrong way. And I swore in it, which I'm also now regretting. Let's chat about
it
next.
Yeah, you're kind of on the money. We'll talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think we've got an issue we need to talk about because...
Oh, I wouldn't... sure.
Should I start with the...
Which one?
The message that I sent you.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I sent you this message. Have you guys thrown your shoots at each other in the pool yet?
Which is a lot for someone that doesn't know the backstory.
Yes, but you didn't write back to me.
Yes.
Was it because you misunderstood what I was talking about?
No, it was because I was busy.
Okay.
What
so
I
not
was busy
time to
doing was cleaning my home because we rushed back in the middle of our holiday because of border closures and I had some spare time up my sleeve. So I've just started
I've started into cleaning.
Decided to start decluttering my home.
Yes.
And I've been on a mission with the help from my mother-in-law who just hates stuff.
And the seven cleaners
so
you've got.
I had four ladles and she was like, nah, you only need one. Oh. She said, how often do you make soup? And I was like, oh, like a couple of times a month. She goes, never seen you make it. You only need one ladle. There you go. And I was like, ouch. But she's right.
Don't you make brutal? Isn't that what you make?
Broadle is delicious.
Oh, broadle.
I don't make it.
Who makes it?
And then.
Yeah, okay. So you needed to let the cleaners know. Don't throw out
because the nanny nannies. Needs to use
don't throw out the nannies. Cooking utensils. Thank you. Is this why you had to clean? Because those restrictions came in where you could only have 15 people over at your house, and you went, "Well, that's half my cleaning team gone. That's half
no,
the help."
I decluttered with the help of my mother-in-law on our own, with no outside help.
You're crying, mate.
It's just making me laugh. Anyway,
so oh, yes,
in the midst of my decluttering,
yes.
You came over
yes.
and I hadn't seen you in a few weeks. I was yep. so excited. The kids were excited to see you and you were the master of giving presents. You're so fun. You're like the fun uncle that comes over with stuff. And you came over with a giant show bag and you yes. said, put your hand in here. So Evie went first.
Yes.
So much
lucky
excitement.
Dip. Lucky dip.
Put her hand in and what did she pull out? A giant poo.
A poo?
If you can imagine the giant yeah. poo emoji, but in the form of like a sponge.
Yes, it's a squishy
brown.
One that you're meant to fill up with water yeah. and throw at each other.
In a pool.
In
right?
a pool.
Bit of fun.
Yeah.
Fun. So then it was Addie's turn.
Yes.
Addie dived her little hand in.
Yes.
And she pulled out and she was like, poo. Yes,
yes.
Another giant poo.
Yes.
That's fun. They can throw them at each other.
Yes.
Yes. Then you said, no, you got to have a go, Carrie.
Yes. What'd you
like,
get?
Oh, my God, this is fun. It's like being a kid again. So I put my hand in the show bag and I pulled out a giant turd as yes. well.
Everyone got
so far,
poos.
There's 3 out of 5 of us in the family have giant poos.
Yes.
You can see where this story's going. Tommy had bought 5 of us giant poos.
Yes. Fun.
Yeah.
And then I wrote you that message.
Yeah.
And I
and the message you wrote was, have we thrown the poos yes. to each other in the pool yet? Because
yes.
that's their purpose.
Yes.
And then I was busy decluttering and I forgot to text you back.
Yeah.
And I often don't text you back and you never follow up. But the next day you followed up and said, you still haven't responded to my message.
Yeah.
yeah. But then it got a bit awkward yeah. because I hadn't thrown the poos at each other. None of us had thrown the poos
Why
at each other.
Why are you other. Using the poos, mate? Have you thrown them out?
You
threw the poo.
I was getting rid of all the, literally, the poos in our, the stuff in our house that we don't need. And I thought we probably don't need 5 of the
Who's
poos.
Who's responsible for this?
So I threw out 1 of the poos.
What?
Right? So then we had 4.
You have one each.
Yes. And then as the week went on, no one had played with the poos. So I threw out another poo. And then I was like, actually, this poo's going to get stuck in the filter of the pool and then the pool man's going to say there was a poo in the filter.
the extra help.
Anyway, thanks for your gifts.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Oh, what a time.
Why do you sound like that? You won same, but
yeah, I know. That was relaxation.
Was it?
Yeah. That was a king sitting on his throne, happy with how he did. Have you got a little recap there, Jess?
I do. All right, here we go.
Tommy. Usher, yeah.
She's just broken the...
You and
Donald Trump.
I didn't mean
bad
to break
losers.
The trophy. I slammed it down in front of you. I didn't realise it was such a trophy.
Just when the trophy can't be yours anymore, you smash it.
They won't be able to write your name on the back.
The cackle of a mad woman.
Are you going to glue it back together? Like
yes.
some sad ass?
That is such an evil laugh.
I really didn't mean to break the trophy.
Sure.
Yeah,
what people didn't hear was
one.
After the show, you tweeted out to all your supporters and said, storm the Capitol. It's not over.
All right, I'm back to redeem myself.
So
2021, 2020 fun.
I mean, I know it's an official line, so good. I'm all for it. Let's go for the first tune.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Is that?
It is.
Anybody?
I don't want to go. Actually,
okay.
I'm still riding high off the wave.
I feel like it could be Guy Sebastian.
It is absolutely not.
No.
Did about her. Did about me.
3, 2,
no. Just buzz. See, that's what I was saying.
Singing Nelly. In the choir.
Just a dream.
That's what I was thinking.
You should, if you can convince the other person, no, it was that song, you should get a point.
All righty, strong start for 2021. Here's song number two.
Carrie.
Because.
Oh, I was going to say, is it See a Chandelier? Oh! That took me by surprise.
I know, me too.
Oh, chandelier. Yeah.
How long has it been since you heard Nelly? Apart from, 10 seconds.
Are we still back on Nelly?
No, I meant before that. I forgot.
That Nelly's around.
Yeah, I forgot that Nelly exists in the world. Still. Anyway.
Okay, song number three.
Carrie. It is
out.
Amy Shark, Mess Her Up.
Damn.
Two zip. Got to get these to stay in the game, Tommy.
Okay.
Carrie. John Farnham, You're the Voice.
Clean sweep. Start to 2021.
I wish there was a trophy that I could smash.
Carrie and Tommy. Liquorland has your summer cocktails sorted. Shop online and click and collect your order in just 30 minutes. If you like pina coladas. Whiskey? Or something easier to make. Oh, that's delicious, isn't it? Some lemon. You should try Carrie's cocktails. Some of that sugar syrup stuff. She's gonna make us a
drink. Welcome to Carrie's Cocktails.
Why have we not done this before now? It's Friday afternoon cocktails with me. Bickmore. They're called Carrie's Cocktails, though, aren't they? Not Bickmore's.
Yeah, it's fine. With me, Bickmore's great. You've got to be a Bickmore's bourbon there.
I will master a pina colada at some point. But today, I'm doing... So the cocktail that really has got me back into cocktails is the whiskey sour. In lockdown, Chris and I enjoyed a bit of a weekend whiskey.
Yeah.
I know you like whiskey.
I love whiskey.
Not normally a whiskey sour. You like it just on the rocks.
I will drink it any which
way. I'm
going to
make you a cocktail.
So
okay.
Do you want me to list off the ingredients as you start to make it? We've got 60 ml of wild turkey bourbon whiskey from the lovely folks at Liquorland. 30 ml of lemon juice. You squeeze that fresh. Oh, God, that hasn't been squeezed yet. That's an issue.
Okay, guys. Okay. Look, I can't squeeze my own lemon.
Well, Carrie's doing that. Liquorland has your summer cocktails sorted with over 80 spirits in their range. You can craft your own.
This is going to get messy, isn't it?
Just like Bickers is doing.
Oh, my God, there's a lemon squeezer?
Hang on. I don't know which way that goes.
I normally squeeze my... I've never...
By hand.
No, that's not right. Yeah. That's not right. That can't be right.
Sure. And then it'll squeeze out the bottom.
No, but then I feel like you want the bit coming out of the bottom coming out of the lemon, don't you? Otherwise, it's going to be coming out of
We're getting you absolutely not from the producers.
Did I have it right? No, I didn't have it right.
Okay, hold on. I can do this. Yeah. I'm sure that I'm capable.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Where's it going? Mate. In there. Yeah.
Well done.
Okay.
Yes, that's heaps. Yep. That's heaps.
No, I need 30 mils of it. Oh, don't you tell me. My cocktail's not yours. When we do little cocktails, you can get involved, can't you? 15 mils of my sugar syrup, the little secret ingredient that makes them delicious.
Some cubed ice, which is a fancy way of saying ice cubes.
Now we've got the fancy bit. This is the bit that I like to feel like I'm the cocktail person behind the bar, where I get my egg whites, crack it on the side.
Yep.
She's separating the egg live on air.
Yeah, I know.
You have to.
I don't know why this
didn't do this before.
Oh, shivers. Okay. Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm improvising.
What did the producers do?
That's actually gone better than I expected.
Exactly. All of you can pipe down.
It's all of you dressed.
Okay, bit of egg white in there, cubed ice, and I'm ready to shake, shake, shake.
Shake it aggressively. There we go.
Okay. Yes.
What's my...
It was intense, wasn't it?
My eardrums are gone.
This is meant to be a little
quick. Is Carrie still shaking? Because I can't hear anything.
Okay, ready?
That's not the right way. You just tip that up the other way, I reckon, there, mate.
Oh, wow.
This is Carrie's cocktail.
It's about taste.
What was
does very this, messy business,
sorry,
isn't
does
it?
Does this make one whiskey sour?
Wow.
Yes, I haven't finished yet.
Sorry,
just get your hands off
it. I want to taste it.
It makes two. Okay, great.
It makes two. Does it? Because this one's just made one good one.
And what we recommend is you share your cocktails with your friends.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Is it?
I'll get on to yours next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country for your Friday afternoon is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And it's not just the end of the show, guys. It is the end of the week. So let's have a quick look back.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Tell you what, you have not lost any of your playing ability over the break there, Jesse. That was
Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
Just give us a random note, though. Just pluck one string.
That was pretty quick. That was pretty good. I like that. It's always good to spend a lot of time working on the beginning notes. That's what leaves the best impression.
I agree. The reason I wanted to talk about Jesse just then is because Jesse is the man that has left me absolutely wrapped this week. We've had a fantastic week, and never have I been more proud.
Yeah.
More, you know, when you have a break, you think, are the people that I work with capable? And
is
boy,
that what you think about?
Yes.
Is that you went through the list of all of us?
I'm just trying to get to the quip, mate. Because Jesse, some people say he's slow on the buttons. Not me. He is the quickest fingers
and
in the West.
And this is the slowest intro to a clip we've ever had.
Right now, because I want to take you to America. Some American music, please, Jess. Jesse, on. You are the sound guy. Just anything there, Jesse, for us. We want to paint the picture for our listeners. Just anything there.
Da, da, da. No.
Hold on.
Have you just put in anthem or something?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I've searched everything.
What do you mean what have you got? Searched everything? We've done American Stories so many times.
Okay.
Have we?
Okay, let's move on. All right, people, I hope if you don't understand what America is, it's big country, other side of the world.
About to get a new president tomorrow.
Jesse, we're over it, mate. It's too late. You have got to learn a thing or two about timing, my friend. Is that we should have.
Not that we can really complain, because we didn't exactly start our first break of the week off with a bang.
You sure you're going to do this? You're going to leave Jesse's to last? You always.
It'll give me time to get ready to push the buttons.
You always
actually,
tell me,
and I think I know what he's going to be more about.
You always tell me. You're always like, "Wait, Jesse's got to be in the middle. You got to start strong, finish strong."
I don't ever say that. You are stitching me up.
That makes so much sense.
And I don't think what I'm about to play is strong. I think it shows us as us unraveling. First break of the year. Okay. I found a good use for my new apples.
Juggling.
How do you like them apples?
Well, it's made me.
Are you out
it's
of
made
breath?
Me, yes. She's attempted to juggle three apples.
Hey, speaking of apples.
Yes.
Got Ollie an Apple phone for Christmas.
Oh, good. Oh,
is that the only reason you bought apples in
it's
today?
It's a long game, mate. No, it's not. I'm just good at segues.
Go on.
Anyway, he just got his and then he went out and played golf. And then I would you like me to juggle some apples to get us back on track?
I think we need to go with some and then come back in. Dizzy stuff, isn't it? Is it too early to put together our tape for the ACRA Awards this year, the Commercial Radio Awards?
Let's end our first week back on air with a bang. Jess, how has your first week back been?
Oh, mate, I think you can all guess I'm pretty raw over the holidays. Posted a few pictures of me and my mates hanging out Instagram. She's still on it. And Carrie wasn't having a
Have you
bar
got a backup drive for all those fellas? 131060, are you... Jesse's friend, call us.
Yeah.
It got any calls, Jess?
Nah, nothing coming up at the moment.
Okay. Nah.
We've got a call. G'day, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, great. Are you friends with Jesse?
Yeah. Long time friend.
Yes, okay. Jesse, you're confused.
Yeah, Lisa.
Bessie, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, where how do you know Lisa, Jess?
Lisa will tell you the story. It's a great story.
Yeah, great. Lisa, tell us.
I feel very sorry for Jesse.
Oh my God, you're not his friend.
I think we need to reveal a bit of, as you would say, a peek behind the bathrobe. Because we had...
it's catchy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We had one caller after that who legitimately we ended and I thought you guys were friends, Jesse. I think his name was Mark or something
Cam.
Like that.
Yeah.
Cam.
And you knew him from school or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we got off air that you said, no, he was just really good at acting and made that up.
Yeah, I thought you guys realised that. That was the whole... thing.
No, because we thought we think you do have friends. Yeah. We were just having fun with the fact that you don't have friends. But the fact that you don't have friends and no one called is just it takes a sad turn.
And
so,
that's why I'm raw this week.
And that's a great note to end the show on.
You did that, mate.
Everybody, go enjoy your weekend with your mates, except for Jesse. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
This Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. There's over 80 other episodes you could listen to right now. Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted.